What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday morning. Today is the last day of June. Tomorrow we are entering a new month. Tomorrow's going to be the 1st of July. Which is crazy, guys, you know, because, you know, we're inching closer to the NFL preseason. You know, it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a lot of exciting fans. It's going to be a lot of exciting players. Fans going to see their teams if you are going to a live game. You know, it's going to be a lot of talent being tested, not just in the preseason, but obviously in training camp. You know, I'm very excited. So yeah. But guys, today I got another list for you guys today. My list for today is going to be including my 5 bold predictions for the New York Giants defense in 2023. Obviously, Wink Martindale, he's coming back, you know, he's coming back to the Giants, you know, in the second season as a defensive coordinator. You know, I'm very excited to see, not just to see what Wink is gonna, what Wink has planned for this defense, but I'm very excited to see the players that got dealt with injuries, you know, guys like Darian Beavers and, you know, guys are coming back from injury. I'm very excited to see those guys. And obviously the new additions, you know, Deontay Banks, you know, A'shaun Robinson, you know, Dexter Lawrence got, you know, he got his contract extended. It's going to be very exciting. But anyways, guys, I'm going to give you guys my 5 bold predictions for the New York Giants defense in 2023. So let's get right into it. Obviously the Giants had an immensely successful season in 2022, despite having a not so impressive defense at times. You know, Big Blue's defense ranked 25th in yards allowed per game, 16th in passing yards allowed per game, 27th in rushing yards allowed per game, 18th in points per game, and 25th in takeaways. You know, despite those poor numbers, the Giants were able to make the playoffs for the first time since 2016. Wink Martindale deserves a lot of credit for that. Despite being handed one of the least talented and experienced defenses in football, Wink Martindale's defense forced a ton of timely stops. You know, opponents converted third downs just 37.55% of the time against the Giants defense last fall. The fifth lowest conversion that's like that right there, 37.55, that's the fifth lowest opponent conversion rate in football. Wink Martindale's blitz heavy defense contributed heavily to that. His troops sacked opposing quarterbacks 41 times, you know, which was 13th most in the league. Wink Martindale's squad did that despite a plethora of injuries and despite playing without a quality number 2 cornerback, a quality number 1 inside linebacker, and a quality number 2 linebacker. He has quality talent and a healthy defense heading into this upcoming season, which is why expectations are sky high. So I'm going to give you guys my 5 bold predictions for the Giants defense this fall and winter. All right, guys, starting with number 1, my first bold prediction is this. And you guys are going to surprise me, even though you guys are going to be surprised by my first bold prediction, even though we haven't seen this guy play on the football field yet. My first bold prediction is that Deontay Banks will prove to be the number one cornerback of the future. And here's why. Here's why I have this as number one on my list. On the Giants' current depth chart, Adoree Jackson is the number one cornerback, and Deontay Banks, the Giants' 2023 first-round pick, is the number two cornerback. I feel like by the end of the season, you know, this organization will regard Banks as the best cornerback on the team. You know, this, look at, there is very little not to like about this kid. This guy who's coming from Maryland, he's a very, the one word I would describe Deontay Banks is he's a fiery cornerback, you know, that takes a lot of trash, and he was one of the biggest risers in the pre-draft process at the 2023 NFL Combine. This guy ran a blazing 4.35 at the 40-yard dash, posted the third best defensive back broad jump in NFL Combine history, and recorded a ridiculous 42-inch vertical jump. The Giants defense plays extensive man-to-man coverage, which right there is an area that Deontay Banks excels at. Opposing quarterbacks completed just 43.3% of their passes when targeting Deontay Banks in his final collegiate season. The absurdly athletic Giant was left on an island against Ohio State superstar Marvin Harrison Jr. in November, a player that is clearly Marvin Harrison. He's going to be a top five pick in the 2024 NFL draft, and gave up just 53 yards. 53 yards was the most Deontay Banks gave up in a 2022 game, which is pretty good, especially when you're going against a top player like Marvin Harrison Jr., who's an all around. Marvin Harrison Jr., I mean, to me, he's going to be the next Devontae Adams. You know, that's how special I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is once he makes it to the league. Playing alongside Adoree Jackson will significantly help ease Deontay Banks' transition to the NFL. While Adoree Jackson will likely be guarding opposing number one wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Terry McLaurin, and AJ Brown and Stephon Diggs, Deontay Banks will face number two wide receivers like Brandon Cooks, Jahan Dotson, Devontae Smith, and Gabe Davis. I would not be shocked by midseason if Banks starts to receive number one wide receiver assignments. So that's my first bold prediction. My second bold prediction is that the Giants' run defense finishes in the top half in yards allowed. Here's why. The Giants' interior defensive line had a ton of talent in 2022, but they had zero depth. When Dexter Lawrence or Leonard Williams came off the field, opponents ran the ball down their backups' throats. The Giants gave up the sixth most rushing yards per game last fall. This upcoming fall, the Giants' defense will flip the switch and become an above-average unit in stopping the run. After Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence on the depth chart this season, will be veterans for Keen Nunez-Roches and A'shaun Robinson. These are both players who are veterans who were signed this spring to bolster the interior of the defensive line, something Joe Shane mentioned was needed. Both Raheem Nunez-Roches and A'shaun Robinson excel in run prevention. Behind them, the Giants plugged the biggest hole on the roster, which was inside linebacker, by signing Bobby Okereke to a four-year, $40 million contract. Bobby Okereke was ranked by PFF as the 22nd best linebacker in football last fall, which represents a big upgrade from Jalen Smith, who was ranked 60th, and Mike McFadden, who was ranked 77th. Bobby Okereke will be able to make physical play. He's going to be able to make those physical plays that you want to see at the line of scrimmage. You know, at the line of scrimmage, Giants linebackers were unable to make last fall. So, that's number two on my list. Number three on my list. This is a very risky one, but I'm going to say it anyways. Leonard Williams is going to have a 10-plus sack season. Yep, I said it. I said it, and I mean it. And here's why. Look at the Giants game, sexy Dexy, a big four-year, $90 million contract extension in early May. He is the face of that Giants defense. There's no question about it. However, he may not be the most important player on the Giants defense. That honor goes to Leonard Williams. After being traded to the Giants from the Jets in 2019, Leonard Williams has, you know, he has, I think it's very clear to say he has become the leader of the defensive unit. You know, this guy has 21 sacks over the course of 53 games played with Big Blue. Now that Dexter Lawrence has became a clear superstar and one of the best defensive tackles in the league, you know, PFF ranked Dexter Lawrence as the second best inside defensive lineman in football. The pressure shifts back to Williams. You know, look at Dexter Lawrence will be seeing a ton of double teams this fall, which will mean Leonard Williams will have favorable one-on-one matchups. The Giants now have a secondary and linebacking corps, that can hold their own, which will allow Leonard Williams more time to get to the quarterback. He posted 11.5 sacks in 2020 while playing on a much worse defense. He is primed for a double-digit sack season in 2023. So that's my third bold prediction. My fourth bold prediction, Kayvon Thibodeau and Azeez Ojulari have Pro Bowl campaigns. Look at it. The Giants have two young pass rushers with insanity high ceilings for the first time since Justin Tuck and Jason Pierre-Paul suited up together. The only problem with Kayvon Thibodeau and Azeez Ojulari is health, but make no question about it. If they are on the field, they are insanely dangerous. You know, Azeez Ojulari set the Giants' rookie sacks record in 2021. He played in just seven games due to multiple injuries in 2022. But he did record 5.5 sacks. When Azeez is on the field, he is going to sack the opposing quarterback. As for Kayvon Thibodeau, he recorded the play of the Giants' 2022 season. You know, the touchdown that, you know, obviously Kayvon Thibodeau, he was the reason why the Giants really beat the Commanders. The strip sack touchdown that Kayvon Thibodeau caused, that helped the Giants defeat Washington 20-12 in Week 15, a win that essentially secured the Giants' postseason berth. The big personality youngster drew high praise from his defensive coordinator this spring. You know, on an episode of the Giants Huddle, Wing Mondo said this about Kayvon Thibodeau. He was saying, first of all, I love the kid himself. I said earlier he has no ceiling, and I believe that because he can do whatever he puts his mind to. There's obviously, you know, these two are clearly primed for a massive 2023 season. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I said it when the Giants drafted Kayvon Thibodeau. I said, if you get Kayvon Thibodeau, you pair him up with Azeez Ojulari, you got two players that are future Hall of Famers. And last but not least, guys, this one's very interesting. Number five, this was a very interesting bold prediction. My last one is that Cordell Flott solidifies himself as the starting slot cornerback. Even though I never watched Cordell Flott in LSU, I was pretty impressed what I saw from him last season. You know, now I am a massive Cordell Flott fan. This guy, obviously, he was drafted in the third round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Most fans had never heard of the LSU product, including myself. I never heard of him. 1 year later, this guy, this guy who is 21 years old, he's very young. He's not only one of the NFL's youngest players, but he's primed to secure a starting job on this Giants defense. You know, Cordell Flott, he played sparingly in 2022, but I thought he flashed in spurts. You know, he's a pretty lean cornerback. He's 6'1", weighs around 175 pounds. You know, he matched up against A.J. Brown in the regular season finale, and he held his own. You know, Brian Daboll was very impressed with the youngster. You know, the speed and the athleticism of Cordell Flott jumps off the page. His completion for a starting slot corner this fall will... Obviously, his competition for a starting slot this fall will be Darnay Holmes. Darnay Holmes is coming off of a bit of a down year in 2022. The Giants can also save just under $3 million in cap space by releasing Darnay Holmes. That money could allow Big Blue to bolster depth at certain positions on cut down day and clear the way to let Cordell Flott play. If the Giants give this kid the runaway, I believe he will show off just like he did against A.J. Brown in January. So, yeah. And, yeah, guys, those are my 5 bold predictions for the New York Giants defense in 2023. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. And, yeah, let me know how you guys feel about it. I'll get right back at you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. And I'll let you guys know if I have any more lists once I do get on my podcast another time. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one. But until then, I am out. Peace.